down.
Today it's time to stop singing and start swinging.
Speaking truth to power in times of turmoil. It's radio with the meaning.
It's all good.
Digging deep into the crates. This is Breakdown FM on All Day Play Radio.
Dream.
scarring the dream. And we can hear the voice of a little Emmett Till crying from the rushing waters of Mississippi. This is a way of scarring the dream. So the Negro is still trampled over by the iron feet of oppression. So often he has been pushed out of the glittering sunlight of life's July and left standing in the piercing chill of an alpine November. This is scarring the American dream.
What? Last empire? Feeling kinda patriotic.
It's like this, and like
kinda psychotic.
It's like that, and like this.
Where you from? Red, the white, the blue. The red, the white, the red, the white, the blue.
The British was coming in 1775, but wasn't ready for them thug white boys get ride. Busting a musket, needing they duckets in Holland. Buckham went to war with they fathers, uncles, brothers, and cousins. We ain't paying dues and taxes. A thug was born. Take what they need and eating whatever they want. Pimping so long, 400 years about the money. You put a hooker on the block, they put a race out in the country. It's capitalism, cause we capitalize, and you get capital punishment if you nickel and dime. Make a killing, steal a billion, and you'll live as a legend. Rob a bank for 10 G's, and you'll get shot in your chests, straight through the vests. Big guns hit like big bombs. It's fun to aim and moving targets, play a gone and run. Golden rule, he who got the gold make rules, and if you break them, you could get shot too. So fuck you, where you from?
Boy,
I'ma represent,
represent
that pimp, that hustler, that gangster twist.
Gangsta shit,
block down to town, sea to sea. This is what my country tears to be.
Where you from?
Boy, I'ma let it be known.
Let it be known.
The home of the grown.
I'ma
point to your dome. Block to block, sea to sea. This is what my country tears to be.
What? What? Glass empire. Feeling kinda patriotic. Moving kinda psychotic. Yeah. Where you from? Red, the white, the blue. The red, the white, the red, the white, the blue.
The British was coming in 1775, but wasn't ready for them thug white boys that ride. Busting a musket, needing they ducats in Holland. Buckham went to war with they fathers, uncles, brothers, and cousins. We ain't paying dues and taxes. A thug was born. Take what they need and eating whatever they want. Pimping so long, 400 years about the money. You put a hooker on the block, they put a race out in the country. It's capitalism, cause we capitalize, and you get capital punishment if you nickel and dime. Make a killing, steal a billion, and you live in. A legend. Rob a bank for 10 G's and you'll get shot in your chests, straight through the vests. Big guns hit like big bombs. It's fun to aim at moving targets, play it on and run. Golden rule, he who got the gold make rules, and if you break them, you can get shot too. So you, where you from?
Boy,
I'ma represent that pimp, that hustler, that gangsta twist.
Block the
block, down the town, see the sea. This is what my country tears to be.
Where you from?
Boy, I'ma let it be known. Land to the cracks, the home of the grown. I'm a voice to your throne. Reagan ordered a flyby on Gaddafi. Blew up his home, his daughter inside. She dead and gone. What's the difference between a grip and a pistol, a pilot and missile? Grip go to prison even if he miss you. But it was all good banging for the blue and the red. Today, hated Johnny came home with a rag on his head. Now it's a crisis. He's sagging his jeans and rolling dice. Wage war on the thugs and have them running like mice. Moved to the burbs, made Johnny transfer schools. And you still lost your son to them trench coat dudes. World is cruel, especially in the land of the free. Where you can flip a scrap and ounce of weed for half a G. Where you from? I'ma represent,
represent
him, that hustler, that gangsta twist.
Block the
block, down the town, see the sea. This is what my country tears to be.
Where you from?
I'ma let it be known.
Let it be known.
Let it crack the home of the throne.
I'ma
point to your throne. Block to block, see the sea. This is what my country tears to be.
I love this land. We put it down so hard in this world. Everybody think we sitting on diamonds and pearls. Got the planet on our tips with them little white lies. And if they bold enough to not believe, we ready to ride. Ask the dime, gorilla pimp gangsta season with 10. But if he don't follow these orders, we gon' slap him again. Mac to the end, kill and pillage a foe or friend. Sell the dope, bust you and take it, then sell it again. Billy Clinton was representing American style. And half them fools criticizing, getting head right now. Pitiful, hypocritical, overzealous and jealous. Land of followers just don't believe whatever they tell us. In God we trust, bow down to Benjamin Franklin. He the one that bought your preacher that Lincoln. It ain't what you thinking. Land of the free, home of the thug, drug dealers. And I'm proud to be a pimp, gangster, hustling pillar.
Where you from?
I'ma represent,
represent
that pimp, that hustler, that gangster twist.
Gangsta
block to block, down to town, see to see. This is what
my country, USA.
Where you from, boy?
I'ma let it be known. Ladies and rack, the home and the grown. I'm a voice to your bone. Block to block, sea to sea. This is what my country is to be.
Where you from, boy?
I'ma represent, represent that hustler, that gangster twist. Block to block, down to down, sea to sea. This is what my country is to be.
Where you from, boy?
I'ma let it be known. Land to the crack, the home and the grown. I'm a voice to your bone. This is what my country is to be.
Where you from, boy?
I'ma represent, represent that pimp, that hustler, that gangsta twist. Block to block, down to town, sea to sea. This is what my country is to be.
Where you from, boy?
I'ma let it be known. Land to the crack, the home of the grown. I'ma point to your dome. Block to block, sea to sea. This is what my country is to be.
Free, home of the slaves.
Free.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts, is how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters.
Africa, what does it mean? To burst the scene, I conquer like a Philistine. War or peace, which one do you prefer? Pass me my M16 for the disaster. A reason for the treason in a jet black season. For peace, justice, and freedom for the original man. Architect of the motherland, kings to queens, is the Asiatic black plan. Pre-Adamite, first to see the light, way before Adam and Eve took flight. Bless the seed of Abraham, I came to jam. Protest the teachings of another man. Uncle Tom, stay loyal so they boil. I'm the alchemist with the twist from the true soil. My blood brother, a doctor on the side of me. My vision ain't blurry, so don't even lie to me. The rebirth, the revival, my culture, survival. To elevate the black man is vital. You gotta realize now what we're facing. The floors I'm pacing from the anger in the nation. Nation, nation. From a darker view, night and day, salt and pepper in the earthly stew. But the salt think it tastes better, straight up superior. Therefore, the flavor of the pepper's inferior. Incorrect though, given some heartburn. Level of a devil, better wait your turn. And here is one recollection of imperfection. No one should be judged by complexion. Libraries broken down as lies buried to force their beliefs. The pilgrims all hurry. Television, tell a live vision, a schism, negative realism. 435 years to weak, mental death, dumb, and blindness put us to sleep. Out of the dark comes light, so the first can't be. So Armageddon comes like a thief in the night. Rednecks flex to my context, but in the project, some won't survive the next confrontation. And I'm aware of segregation. Pump your black fist for the anger in the nation. Nation, nation. Let my people go, you little pharaoh. Listen how they word it, be observant. Then house negro, today civil servant. I wanna drop the bomb, but remain calm. Strong like the power of the fruits of Islam. Black is beautiful, hot like fire. Guess how many times they thought they killed the Messiah. Malcolm X, Dr. King, let's sing. All around the world, let freedom ring. Reality is real, so how do you feel from being kings on a throne and picking cotton in a field? Your slavery is lack of identity. One of the things that's not making you a frenemy. What's your cause? Aim rationale, cause I made up my mind and never scrape or bow. But teach my own the sound of black unity. Together we can rise and now's the opportunity. The Tuskegee experiment, indeed it was big when they used the black man as a guinea pig. Animalism, pumped on a lower level, but can only be the works of the devil. And I'm telling you now the frustration the future's facing from the anger in the nation. Nation.
welcome the Indians, welcome the pilgrims, and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the healers have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. It look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last-ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace sign that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. Betrayed, yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from winter in America. Stick. Done been killed, sent away. any fighting, cause nobody knows what to say. And ain't nobody fighting, cause nobody knows, nobody knows. And ain't nobody fighting, cause nobody knows what to say.
Oh, yo, yo, yo. This is Reverend Jeremiah, right? Yo, keep it real, right? Hey.
Wait, one more time, because they're not gonna believe it was you.
This is Reverend Jeremiah Wright Jr. This is Reverend Jeremiah Wright. You're listening to Breakdown FM. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for your support. God bless you. Yo, keep it real. Right?
And the United States of America government, when it came to treating her citizens of Indian descent fairly, she failed. She put them on reservations. When it came to treating her citizens of Japanese descent fairly, she failed. She put them in internment prison camps. When it came to treating the citizens of African descent fairly, America failed. She put them in chains. The government put them on slave quarters, put them on auction blocks, put them in cotton fields, put them in inferior schools, put them in substandard housing, put them in scientific experiments, put them in the lowest paying jobs, put them outside the equal protection of the law, kept them out of their racist bastions of higher education, and locked them into positions of hopelessness and helplessness. The government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God Bless America? No, 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 not God Bless America. God damn America, that's in the Bible, for killing innocent people. God damn America, for treating her citizens as less than human. God damn America, as long as she tries to act like she is God and she is supreme.
You have to realize that everything that you do in this country is political. Every move you make is political, and every move that white people or the ruling class makes against black people is political.
You're too militant. Lighten up. You're too angry. Stop complaining. Why are you complaining? Lighten up. You're too militant. Lighten
don't
up.
Like this country.
You're too angry.
Get out.
Stop complaining.
Stop complaining.
Why are you complaining?
Go
lighten
back
up.
To where you came
you're too
from.
Militant.
Didn't come
lighten
here
up.
From the Mayflower.
You're too angry.
Just go home.
Stop complaining.
This is not your
why are you
home.
Complaining?
Stop getting so angry.
Don't like this country.
Stop hating America. There's no
lighten
reason
up.
Against
stop complaining.
You're too
angry.
Angry.
So
stop complaining.
Go back to where
why
you came from.
Lighten
come
up.
Here. You're too angry.
Go home.
We're gonna do a song that you never heard before.
Excuse me, America. I'm confused. You tell me to lighten up, but what you really mean is whiten up. You wish to wash me out, melt me in your cauldron. Excuse me if I tip your melting pot, spill the shades onto your streets. I don't want to lose my color. You wonder why I get so angry and don't trust me when I claim it's your fault. Excuse me, America. You pushed for my paper permanency, shipped us as cargo for suburban missionaries.
Refugees aboard, handle with care. Please provide help for the godless children seeking refuge
from a land fighting for your creed, a country in distress armed by your Congress, rampaged and pillaged, and suddenly my skin stretches on silver screens, the killing fields for your Hollywood hype. Excuse me, America, I have tried to make this my home, but you never wanted me here. 9 digits to divvy up my newfound freedom, a hyphenated identity, misconstructed name, a divided soul, Asian, American, a hybrid woman, slashed, dashed, capped, and lowercased in labels, contaminated by diction, pricked by vultures of bastard tongues. You mispronounce my pain, the sting heard on roll call days, daily friction, names slip off teachers' tongues, sounding like slaughtered soldiers caught in battalion battlefields. Excuse me for getting so angry, but you can't even say my fucking name. still you shuffle my anger aside. Want me to bite my lips and watch my words, yet you cut me with your thoughts. Your stories frame me in fiction, recreated for ideal themes. Squeezed my mind for the minor myth that molds me into your major model. Gave me seductive sex appeal to steal your virgin soldiers. Drew me dragon claws to kill your unlucky sons. Excuse me if I get too angry. You spread lies meant to spread my legs. Excuse me if I have learned to master your language, sharpen my tongue, own my own words, and call my pain anger. Excuse me if I get angry, watching my parents wither in workday cycles, while you steamroll over their dreams. They drown in blood and sweat for 15-minute breaks and overtime meals. The factory whistle blows and off the stink that stains my father's blue-collared shirt. Steel-toed shoes cover callous feet that stand proud to be the backbones of this America. For jobs real Americans never wanted. My father's skin sweats stories. My mother's hands hold up hope. I am angry for their sacrifice. I am angry for their pain. I am angry for the lost stories and forgotten faces drowning in this land of immigrant pool. I am angry for the violence that bleeds onto your streets. Excuse you, America, while I scratch your name with 3 Ks. Mark X for your xenophobic tendencies. Scrape the violence off your skull and ask you why. Why are you so angry, America? You whip out wisecracks, attack the defenseless, flashing the superior color of your badge. You beat us down, blameless as victims remain nameless, bashing the heads of all our Vincent chins. You serve violence, a beating for culture's sake. This fight's to finish a Denny's meal. You dig graves for forgotten faces, steal lives for petty skin crimes, bury our dead with bullet wounds, slay the living with foreign stares. Why don't you stop hating me? Why don't you stop killing me?
I take the needle off the record and shove it in my arm. Whenever I feel life is coming on too strong, they left me in a clinic full of cynical and motherfucking bureaucrats. Another kind of thing, back to living on the tracks. Tracks in my arms, it all depends on which side of tracks you're telling me what to wear, they're telling me cut my hair. They're trying to convince me that they really, really care about my health and about my wealth. But still, they built the stealth, cause everybody's just so then I asked him, can I have a clean needle? Hell no, hell no. That's illegal, it's a crime. To be broke in America, and it's a crime. To smoke dank in America. Yeah. Hit those drums. Nervous, the only free service they provide. You wanna go inside, there's a high man waiting for it. A deal we can score you on a bed for a night or two, or 3 or 4 months. They say they locking us up in a cell to protect us from ourselves. It smells like they got another plan in storehouse, or should I say warehouse. Whorehouse, and it's a crime. So we remember Atta Car, but don't forget to pat a few others on the back. As a matter of fact,
the third shot of Shakur and Geronimo Pratt. For Ansi International, we're fighting for political. But if you're analytical, you know it's much more critical than that percentage is. Black is really, really whack. Can I kick a few facts? Yes. 6% in college from living on the block. 25% in prison, the school of hard knocks. 50% in poverty is living on the rocks. 500 brothers on a death row box. They say the punishment is capital for those who lack in capital, because the public defender can't remember the last time a brother wasn't treated like an animal. They say they blame it on the song when someone kills a cop. What music did they listen to when they bombed a rock? Well, give me one example so I can take a sample. No need to play it backwards if you wanna hear the devil, cause music's not the problem. It didn't cause a bombing. But maybe they should listen to the song of people. Star, vin, vin. Cause it's a crime.
Especially harm, camouflage, Taurus, Bibles, and glorious Qurans. The books that take you to heaven and let you meet the Lord there have become misinterpreted reasons for warfare. We read them with blind eyes, I guarantee you there's more there. Rich must be blind, cause they ain't see the poor there. Yeah, need to open up a park, just close 10 schools, we don't need them. Can you please call the fire department? They down here marching for freedom. Burn down ATPs, turn ATVs on to teach them and move. Knock us things the same because we lack the same color, and that's gray. Now that's May. Can't burn his cross cause he can't afford the gasoline. Now if a Muslim woman strapped with a bomb on the bus with the seconds running give you the jitters, just imagine an American based Christian organization planning the poison water supplies to bring the second coming quicker. Nigga, they ain't living properly. Break them off with no democracy. Turn their whole culture to a mockery. Give them Coca-Cola for their property. Give them guns, get them young, give them fun. But if they ain't giving it up, then they ain't getting none. And don't give them all, now, man, just give them some. It's the paper, some of these cops must be Al-Qaeda, nigga,
The more money that they make, the more money that they make, the better and better they live. Whatever they wanna take, whatever they wanna take, whatever, whatever it is. The more that you wanna learn, the more that you try to learn, the better and better it gets. America, terrorists. The more money that they make, the more money that they make, the better and better they live. Whatever they wanna take, whatever.
Give red men liquor, red men food, black men nigger. Give yellow men tool, make them railroad villa. Also give them pen, make them pull gold from river. Give black men crack, Glock and dings. Give red men craps, slot machines. Now bring it back, 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 bring it back. Don't give the black man food, give the red man liquor. Red man food, black man nigger. Give yellow man tool, make them railroad villa. Also give them pen, make them pull gold from river. Give black man crack, Glocks and ting. Give the red man craps, slot machines. Now bring it back, 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 bring it back.
A long life, longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Yeah. Killer Mike,
fuck Terminator, nigga.
Brother Ali,
fuck Rambo.
No,
yeah,
fuck. Yeah. The ghetto is like a prison with invisible bars. No matter where you at, it always follow you where you are. And it's hard out there for a pimp to get out of, but it's harder for the hooker that he beat the shit out of. I got niggas underground in the Confederate States, ironically running from slavery that prison creates. So I never hate on the South, I respect their vision. I just hate on niggas that promote Samboism and white execs that love to see us in that position. They reflect the stereotypes of America's vision. They want us dancing, cooning and hollering. Only respect us for playing sports and modeling. More than racism, it's stay in your placism. All people are trapped in practical black facism. So fuck a civil war between the North and the South. It's between field niggas and slaves that are stuck in the house.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle to save civilization. Demonstrations overthrowing the occupation. The annihilation of mental colonization. Civil war for the soul of a nation. We fight for the future of our civilization. Destroy the corrupt government organizations. Trying to survive cultural assassination.
Crip niggas, blood niggas, essays, Asians. Why the fuck we born with each other's population? The devil wanna dead all our population, people in folk nation. Why the separation? Why we got Jamaicans hating on Haitians? When the British and French rape both nations, Mexicans and blacks kill each other straight hating. While the government profits from prison population. If you on the bottom, be you Anglo or Asian, you gotta recognize the realness in what I'm saying. You gotta recognize another G ain't the enemy. When the police ride and kill us frequently, we gotta make the youth see where the truth be. If you achieve it, grow and develop GD. 50 years of gains and our people still poor. If we really run the streets, we should really end war.
Civil war for the soul of a nation. This is a struggle struggle to save civilization. Demonstrations overthrowing the occupation, the annihilation of mental colonization. Civil war for the soul of a nation. We fight for the future of our civilization. Destroy the corrupt government organizations trying to survive cultural assassination.
Listen, our hearts were torn apart just like y'all was. Watching towers full of souls fall to sawdust. Every time we called your office, you ignored us. Now you're holding hearings on us all inside of Congress. Microscopes on us, asking where you're hottest. My answer was in line with all of the founding fathers. I think Patrick said it best, give me liberty or death. I shall never accept anything less. You claim innocence, you play victimless, but you gave the kiss of death in the name of self-defense. Slavery and theft of other nations to the end of pacifying your citizenry with excess. We believe in freedom, justice, security, but they're only pure when they're applied universally. So certainly if I rage against the machine, my aim was only to clean the germs out of the circuitry. Urgently putting fear inside your heart, make you burn Qurans and tell me not to build a mosque. Me, my wife and babies, we ain't never made you hard. We just wanna touch our head to the floor and talk to God. Ask him to remove every blemish from our heart. The greatest threat of harm doesn't come from any bomb. The moment you refuse the human rights for just a few, what happens when that view includes you? Civil war.
Frederick Douglass, former slave, editor of the abolition newspaper, the North Star, was asked to give a speech in 1852 in Rochester on the 4th of July.
Mr. President, friends and fellow citizens, he who could address this audience without a quailing sensation has stronger nerves than I have. I do not remember ever to have appeared as a speaker before an assembly more shrinkingly, nor with greater distrust of my ability than I do this day. A feeling has crept over me quite unfavorably to the exercise of my limited powers of speech. Fellow citizens, pardon me. Allow me to ask, why am I called upon to speak here today? What have I or those I represent to do with your national independence? Are the great principles of political freedom and the natural justice embodied in the Declaration of Independence extended to us? And am I therefore called upon to bring our humble offering to the national altar and to confess the benefits and express devout gratitude for the blessings resulting from your independence to us? Would to God, both for your sake and ours, that an affirmative answer could be truthfully returned to these questions. Then would my task be light and my burden easy and delightful. But such is not the state of the case. I say it with a sad sense of disparity between us. I am not included within the pale of this glorious anniversary. Your high independence only reveals the immeasurable distance between us. The blessings in which you this day rejoice are not enjoyed in common. The rich inheritance of justice, liberty, prosperity, and independence bequeathed by your fathers is shared by you, not by me. The sunlight that brought light and healing to you has brought stripes and death to me. This 4th of July is yours, not mine. At a time like this, scorching irony, not convincing argument, is needed. Oh, had I the ability and could reach the nation's ear, I would today pour out a fiery stream of biting ridicule, blasting reproach, withering sarcasm, and stern rebuke. For it is not light that is needed, but fire. It is not the gentle shower, but thunder. We need the storm, the whirlwind, and the earthquake. The feeling of the nation must be quickened. The conscience of the nation must be roused. The propriety of the nation must be startled. The hypocrisy of the nation must be exposed, and its crimes against God and man must be proclaimed and denounced. What to the American slave is your 4th of July? I answer, a day that reveals to him more than all other days in the year the gross injustice and cruelty in which he is the constant victim. To him, your celebration is a sham, your boasted liberty an unholy license, your national greatness swelling vanity, your sounds of rejoicing are empty and heartless, your denunciation of tyrants brass-fronted impudence, your shouts of liberty and quality hollow mockery, your prayers and hymns, your sermons and thanksgivings with all your religious parade and solemnity are to him mere bomb blast, fraud, deception, impiety, and hypocrisy. A thin veil to cover up crimes which would disgrace a nation of savages. There's not a nation on the earth guilty of practices more shocking and bloody than are the people of the United States at this very hour. Go where you may. Search where you will, roam through all the monarchies and despises of the old world. Travel through South America, search out every abuse, and when you have found the last, lay your facts by the side of the everyday practices of this nation, and you will say with me that for revolting barbarity and shameless hypocrisy, America reigns without a rival.
Keeping the generations together, it's Breakdown FM on All Day Play.
Than it.